A committee has been formed to address the issue of bullying in Cook County. There are a number of stakeholders in the process, not the least of which is ISD 166. After a recent school board meeting, Superintendent Beth Schwartz spoke about bullying.
You know, we're actually trying to move a little bit away from the word bullying, not because we're trying to ignore it, but because it's such a vague word to define. And one of the things that we've talked about, our committee has only met once, it's a lot of the leaders in town. What we really are trying to say is that we want everybody in Cook County to feel safe, be able to speak their mind if they have an issue they want to talk about, and to be able to do that respectfully. And one of the things that this group is talking about is we've been working with Diane Booth as Extension and myself and the school principal, Gwen Carmen, is talking about how this really is a community issue. It's not an ISD 166 issue. It is a Cook County issue. Also involved in the committee is violence prevention and other sectors, law enforcement, etc. And a big issue we're going to try and tackle is, what are our community norms? What does Cook County want, not just for their children, but for the adults as well? And defining what safe means and the types of behaviors that we expect everybody to exhibit. No violence, no hitting, no kicking, no spitting, disrespectful behaviors, being respectful to your peers, whether that's children or adults, and then being respectful also to your elders and to law enforcement and in other areas.
Would you expect that some of this behavior that's exhibited by young people is a reflection or is due in part to their family or community?
Well, sure it is. It's that, and it's our society at large. All you have to do is turn on the TV and you see the violence that's on there. You see the language that's on there. You know, there used to be a time where vulgarity was not part of our television experience. So I don't know that it's necessarily the family themselves. It's our media. It's a little bit of the family. It's what we accept, but we don't reprimand other people's children anymore. We don't say, you know what, that's not appropriate to do that. And I think we all need to step up. And when children are acting inappropriately in public settings, I do think we need to look at how we can provide those safe zones.
Does that put school administrators and classroom teachers in a position that is possibly not comfortable, but certainly different than the position 20 years ago?
Well, sure it does. You know, our whole family dynamic has changed. Often when parents are present, parents take care of the issue. But there's a lot of times when particularly teenagers and adolescents are not around their parents and are acting inappropriately. And we need to feel comfortable to say it's not okay to do that. And as administrators, yes, it becomes an interesting fine line to walk.
I can remember not too long ago, there was an argument that was floating around because of violent video games and television programs and movies and things like this, that didn't really have any effect on young people and that there was no proof of it. But what I'm hearing from you anecdotally is that there is a connection.
And it varies. You know, it varies from child to child. Kids sometimes have a hard time defining what's on TV and what's not. And I think the other thing is the family dynamics. You know, are you sitting together and watching some of these shows where inappropriate things, and are you laughing at it? And yes, sometimes it's funny, but is it appropriate for a 6 or an 8 or a 10-year-old to be sitting in that room and thinking it's okay to injure someone or to berate them? And I have a sense of humor. I really do. I don't consider myself a prude by a long shot. But again, when we look at our behaviors of our kids, they're learning it from somewhere. One of the number one predictors of how children will do in school is when they start in kindergarten. Can they self-assess their behaviors and adjust? In other words, you know, can they go sit on a circle and listen and be respectful to the teacher? Or do they constantly have to be moving, touching, joking? Until a child can self-monitor their behavior and show some, restraint's not the right word, but it's the self-monitor. It's the ability to basically self-control and know when it's okay to horse around and be goofy and when it's not. And that ability is something we learn as we grow older. And when you see constantly on shows that there's no control of that and it's okay to be silly and goofy 100% of the time, boy, I don't know, we sure see some of that. And they're learning it from somewhere.
Safe places, bullying, inappropriate behavior, all words we'll hear more as Cook County leaders deal with community values. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.